This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, and welcome to this week's edition of Issues of the Environment. The temperatures have been frigid at times. There's been snow and ice, so it only makes sense to talk about cycling and walking, right? In reality, there are people who venture out on their cycles in this weather, and even more who walk. An issue for participants the entire year round is safety. Ann Arbor City Council earlier this month passed a safe passing ordinance. It makes it illegal to pass cyclists, pedestrians, or those using a wheelchair with any less than a 5-foot berth. If you'll remember, it was just a short time ago when Ann Arbor Public School student was killed while trying to cross the street near Huron High School. Every year, there are numerous accidents involving cars hitting cyclists and pedestrians. Our guest this morning has a personal stake in safe, non-motorized transportation. Bradley Parsons is a board member of the Washtenaw County Biking and Safety Coalition. And for over a year now, Bradley and his wife have been living without benefit of a car. Thank you for joining us today. I appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. Anytime.
Well, what went into the family decision to give up the use of a personal car?
Yeah, part of it was economic, part of it was environmental, and part of it I'd call it sort of lifestyle. We had an old Honda that was on its last legs, and we knew it was, and we rarely drove it. So when it fell apart, we just decided to try bikes.
Was it an easy adjustment for you to give up a vehicle?
Yeah, you know, we had already been using the vehicle maybe once a week. We were a bicycle committed family already.
Right.
So we had to buy a little bit of extra gear for the winter. But other than that, it was a fairly easy adjustment. This winter's harder, but we're still doing it.
So you are venturing out and you're committed to continue cycling snow, ice, and frigid temperatures.
We do. We have some studded tires on our bicycles, and we have a little bit heavier duty gear to wear to help. And we do occasionally get rides from friends if it's, you know, dangerous temperatures, that kind of thing. We have a 5-year-old, so, you know, we have to keep him in mind when we're out trying to do this adventure.
So public transportation, is that a part of the mix for you as well?
Yeah, we do public transportation as well. We live on a bus route that can take us into downtown fairly easy. Shopping centers are about a mile and a half, so we sometimes walk if it's a little bit too much to ride. But most of the time, we're still on our bikes.
Issues of the Environment continues on 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. We're talking with Bradley Parsons, who is a Washtenaw County Biking and Safety Board member. Now, as you make your way about town, particularly when it's not so good in terms of road conditions, do you feel safe?
That's a good question. I've been cycling for 25 years now and actively advocating for 10. I've been involved with a hit-and-run accident that left me off a bicycle for about 2 weeks. So there's always that fear in the back of your mind. It's always there. You know, you have to trust cars, and that's just the way it goes.
Pedestrian safety, it's been an ongoing conversation in many communities in Washtenaw County. As I mentioned at the outset, the city of Ann Arbor just passed a safe passing ordinance that mandates a minimum 5-foot berth around walkers and bikers. Now, if you don't have that much space, you may not pass with a car. Is that a sufficient ordinance in your view?
I love the 5-foot passing law. I think it's really important both in terms of education and enforcement. A lot of people are surprised to hear that many other states at the state level already have passing laws that are delineated in feet, 30 states in all. Some of those have as little as 3-foot passing, but in South Dakota, it's as much as 6-foot if speeds are high. So we're happy to see that the ordinance passed.
Now, you just mentioned something that's vitally important, and that's awareness or some sort of educational campaign that has to go along with passage of this ordinance, because if it's going to be a part of the plan, if it's going to be successful, people have to be aware about it, aware of it. So do you understand or do you have knowledge of what that educational component is going to be?
You know, I don't know that there's a educational plan put forward, but at the Washtenaw Bicycling and Walking Coalition, we're looking forward to helping to put that together. We're excited about that opportunity. There was also efforts for a statewide 5-foot passing law. And if the statewide goes through, then education becomes part of driving curriculum throughout the state. You can do statewide campaigns. But we're going to try to push through an educational campaign on the local level to get the word out there.
How enforceable is this kind of ordinance?
That's a great question, David. And, you know, before this ordinance was put into play, there was just the duty of a car to pass safely. And what that meant was pretty much up to the driver of the automobile. So there was really no enforcement possibilities for, a pass that was too close. But now there's 5 feet. So, you know, an officer of the law can use their judgment, similar to as they would with a speeding ticket, and say, hey, you know, you're just passing too close. That was less than 5 feet.
You are again listening to Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking with Bradley Parsons. He's a board member of the Washtenaw County Biking and Safety Coalition. As I'm sure you're well aware, many communities in Washtenaw County are starting to add more bike lanes. They're working diligently to enhance non-motorized transportation options. In your estimation, and in the estimation of the Biking and Safety Coalition, what needs to happen next?
Well, I think what has to happen next, we need that 5-foot passing law at the state level. And we need to have our cities and counties start designing infrastructure, you know, beyond cars, to have bicyclists, pedestrians, wheelchair users all in mind when they go about designing ways for people to navigate the city. And so for me, I think the biggest thing is that we need bicycle networks. We need ways to get to allow people to get from where they live to where they shop or where they work. And it needs to be what's called a low-stress network, where anybody could go out. You can go out with the kid in the trailer and get all the way across town.
Well, we've talked about what you think needs to happen next, and you've mentioned some items that might play into kind of longer-term planning. So what does the Biking and Safety Coalition envision in Washtenaw County 5 to 10 years down the road? How far in those measures can we go?
Oh, I think on a 10-year timeline, we could have a remarkable network. It's a matter of will. There's money there in the budget. We just have to prioritize where that money goes. I could see Ann Arbor being a national leader in 10 years on the similar lines of Boulder, Colorado, Portland, Minneapolis, Davis, California. You know, those cities just decided to do it. That's all we need to do.
Well, when it comes to safety out on the roadways, it takes all parties. So what wisdom can you share to both drivers and cyclists and walkers to ensure that we cohabitate well and in safe manner?
Yeah, that's a great question. That's a great question, especially in Ann Arbor. You know, you read the MLive comments and you understand that there are pedestrians out there who don't use crosswalks. There are cyclists who don't stop at all the stop signs. If we all slow down, if we all follow the rules of the road together, I think we're going to find it to be safe. But I think the key there is that we all need to slow down and respect all of the roadway users.
Bradley, thank you very much for your time, and you stay safe out there.
Oh, thank you very much. You have a great day.
That is Bradley Parsons. He is a board member of the Washtenaw County Biking and Safety Coalition. I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Issues of the Environment. It's produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division and heard each Wednesday on 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.